we're holding in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. So the Mishnah said that, the first Mishnah said that there are four Nedarim which Chachamim were Matarit without putting any process of a Torah. So we already explained the first two. The third one is Nidrei Shkogos. Excuse me. Nidrei Shkogos. Tzvi, I can't cut you.
Tzvi. Back it up.
Please go away. Nidrei Shkogos. So a person says that this item is going to be usher in him, imochalti mim shosisi, believing that he had not eaten or not drank. He says this should be usher. If I drank, this should be usher in me. But I drank anything today. And he, believing that he had not done so, and then realized when his kashach b'shasa, and he remembers that he did eat or drink. Okay, so it comes out that he had no intent to make this side of the muster. So there's no intent that goes back to this concept of Adam Yeshua. So therefore the netter is not going to be chal. Okay. Or the person says that now the she'eni oichel b'she'eni shows that he makes the item muster on him. If by a commitment, it'll be usher in him if he eats. I'm not going to eat. If I eat, it should be usher in me. And he forgot about the netter and he ate. So now he's making the item usher in him. So all these things, he had no real intent to make the netter usher. Take a look at the rab over here. This is an important idea which you mentioned from the Shibashosh and Nadar, Kadim Shani Oichel Lucha, Shani Shoisa, Meshachabach of Shosa. The Bashosha Neder Chal, Shubashas, Achilo, Bashasia, Shachachas and Neder. So, in the time of Neder to take effect, he forgot about this, to Mutter. Yifinim Mishua, the Ksiva, Adam Mishua. So what does it mean he should be an Adam? Kloimer, he has to be aware of what he's doing. He has to make the Shua with an awareness. The definition of an Adam is that there's a functioning Das. So over here his Das is not functioning. He's not aware of what he's doing. So that's not a valid Shua. But what did by Neder? The same thing is true by a Neder. That's not a valid Neder. So Neder made, when the netter is to take effect, he was not aware of the effect that it's going to be. He was not aware of what he's doing. That's not called making a netter. Mishnah gives another example. Amar Kodem Ishi Nehenesli, making an Isser on his wife to have her know from him. Because she gone to his kisi, she stole my keys. She hit his bini, or she hit the child. It turned out that wasn't true. She was not the one who stole it. Roy some Urklim detained him. He saw some people eating from his figs. Bamar Hare Alechim Korban. Those figs are also you like a Korban. He got close to Bamar Ibn Ibsu of Be'echab. It was people that he did not mind that they should eat, his father and his brothers. Okay. Now, Mishnah deals, so those all the Shkogos, the Neder is Nachal. What about the following scenario? There was, together with the father and the brothers, which the Neder is Nachal, on them, there were other people, which he was not accepting the fact that they should be eating his tainim without his Rishus. And for those people, his intent to making it a Neder was valid. So the brothers and the father and the brothers are mutter, but the other people are usur. So the Rav says, why? Everybody's mutter. The neder shehutter miksasa hutter kuloi. Then it writes a shiachol nidre elokein shenader roisai. So we have a concept in halacha. Neder shabat mitzasa bat l'kuloi. Neder shehuter mitzasa huter kuloi. Neder is to be taken as is, and if it can't be taken as is, it's not fully it's the full intent extent of the neder is not extent. The full purview of the neder is not extent. So the neder is it's an all or nothing proposition. We'll come back to that a few times in the Masechta. Okay, so that's the third case. So the fourth case is Mishkan Gimel is Nidrei Anosim. There was an oinus which is affecting the neder, and it's obvious that the person does not mean the neder to take effect if there's going to be an oinus involved. For example, Reuven and Shimon. So Shimon says to Reuven, if you don't come join me for a meal, all of my property will be usher in you. And then b'cholahu ashechola b'noi ashik b'nohar reelu nidri aninosim. Shimon did not mean that it should be usher on Reuven. If Reuven doesn't come, if Reuven had a valid reason, that Reuven got sick, Reuven's son got sick, or he came, but the river was swollen with water for whatever reason. It wasn't something they expected. It was a very heavy rains, etc. And he can't get across the river. So those are cases where we assume that even though Shimon did not speak out, if you don't come because of reasons X, Y, and Z, I don't mean it. But that's obviously that's so. It's like the Rambam Shebelev. It's believe by believe kol adam. Okay.
So if it was a regular tonight, then we wouldn't, you know, care about these unexpected events that prevented, you know, so you know, like to get.
Okay. So there is a major sugar about this. Of Ernest Begitten, of, you know, if a person makes a, you know, he says, if I don't come back in 30 days, then the get should take effect. And he is on his way back, and something prevents him from getting back by the end of the 30 days. So he clearly did not want the get to take effect, because he was trying to get back, but he didn't make it back because of an Ernest. Is that called a, did he fulfill the Tanai or not? So that's a good beginning, basin of basin. Do we have a concept of onus? Is it considered a fulfillment of the Tanai when it's done by onus? Okay. Mishnah Dalet. So here is a different type of onus. Were you asking the profession?
I probably misunderstood Russell. What I was understanding Russell to be asking was that if somebody speaks out of Tanai in the letter, does that is that an addition to these Tanai onus, or is it remove the Tanai in the onus?
The fact that he speaks out a different Tanai would not affect this, but if he speaks out this specifically, so he can't say it's believable really of Kaladim because he's addressing it. But if he addresses it in a way which he could have said more and he says less, I mean, he chose to. Then we can't use the Sora. The average person would. The fact that the oneness of the person getting sick or his son or the river prevents him, he doesn't mean to make the net. Shimon is a big lamb, and he says, you know, if you don't come because of the fact that you got sick or your child got sick or because there was, you know, he makes a list of 17 things and he leaves out the river, what is that saying to us? You know, you're making you're now already to alter the ball game because you made your list, but you only listed certain things. So I can't say to Libo Leib Kolodim anymore because you're trying to give me a list, but you're leaving out means certain things that doesn't bother you possibly. So you can't use the regular rules. That's part of the sugya over there. And you know, on this issue over here, like you're making tanoi, and you could have spoken out details, and you didn't. You chose not to, so that makes that's more that in the case you don't mind. Right. We'll see when we get this Gemara. There's a rush. The rush says that Ikev Nor is something which a person should have thought of normally. Gemara gives an example. When we got there, and the ferry was gone, so he couldn't get across. I mean, come on. This is a constant problem. So you should have said something about it. If you didn't say anything about it, it means you don't mind. But there's a major snow melt more than usual, so the person didn't think about that possibility. So that's our case. Okay. Mishnah Dalet Nodut Haragim L'Charamim L'Muchsin Shi Truma Abba Pishen Truma. So this fellow comes in and says he's a thief, a bandit, and he says, "Take your money." And he wants to take his. He says, "You know that stuff in the back of there. It's not mine. It's truma." Okay. Really? Is really truma? I'm telling you, if it's not truma, all my food that I have me should also in me. So making a netter and all my food, if that's not truma. Oh, it's truma. He walks away. It wasn't truma. Right? So he made all of his food also. Obviously he didn't mean it. The point was just to get to not have to give up all of his items to this fellow. Charamin is the people who don't necessarily kill, they just steal. Muhsin were the tax collectors. He says, "Don't you dare touch this stuff. It's not mine. I'm taking it for the king. He hears that you touch it, you're up the creek." He says, "Oh yeah, really? You know, if not, all my food is usher." Okay. The Rav points out over here. The Gemara points out that this we hold like Shmuel that. It's also to mavriach the mechas. It's also to, you know, the tax collector is saying, "Well, let's evaluate what your property is and pay a tax." He says, "That's not mine. It's truma." Right? So that's not part of the calculation. You know, I'll do that. So the Gemara has two types of muhsin. There was the way the mechas used to work was the king would put up for sale the right to collect it, so he would get paid X amount of money for the purchasing the right to sell it, and then the tax collector would just then proceed to charge taxes as ever he saw fit. That you're not mechuyev to do, but the basic, if the king is charging taxes and the person is keeping to the regular rules of what the person is supposed to do, that he has to pay. Okay. So in this scenario, you can make a netter, but you can't make a shua. So this item should be also in me if it's not true. That you can do. But the person is not allowed to go and make a shua. I swear that this is truma, or I swear. Vishilamim after shua. Vishil says that the person can even do a shua. The problem is that he can't swear falsely. You say that this is truma if it's not truma. That's basically not going to matter either. He can swear I won't get any payers if this is. So he's making a tanai. So we say that there's an unspoken element in the tanai. They didn't mean it. If this is not truma, everything in the world is usher in me. All my food, my provisions that I have with me are usher. I won't eat my provisions. Okay, so that's like there's an unspoken element of the shua. It shall only be effective, and we know that it didn't mean so that you can do, but you can't swear falsely that this is truma when it's not truma. Okay. The person is not allowed to offer a netter to the harogin, the charamin, and the muhsin. he sees a fellow who's like not sure if he believes him. He says, you know what? I'll prove it to you that it's true. If it's not, I'll make this nadir. You can't offer that. If they say, well, it's true, swear to it. Make a nadir to it. Then you can do it. You can offer it. That this heter is only if the fellow said, okay, if this is true, I want you to make an heter on all of your on all of X. But you can't offer, you can't do something else. And more, the harog said to him, say, if this is not truma, then your wife should be also in you. He offered more. So is that a valid nidrei oinsin? He offered more than what the rug would have said. Just ishtoi. The harig would have said, and he's offering more. So that's not what he had to do under the duress. So that means that that's he's choosing to do. So that should be a valid netter. Maybe. B'shamer ishtoi is mutaris bon of a service. Or elevel mutar. So b'shami who holds that you can have a netter shehutim excessa is not hutar kuloi. So that which you offered extra is going to be take effect. He wasn't doing it under duress because the fellow the one who was pressuring him was happy with his wife just making that on his wife. Basil says no, everything is mutter. Okay. So when you say over here korban, we don't mean korban is going to be makarit. It means it's going to get into a neder. We also he says if there's this strong wind coming, and he says, if they don't get destroyed by the wind, they're going to be usher. And he saw a fire coming. He said, and he saw that this garment's going to be burnt. And he said it should be korban if it's not nisrif. So beyond the issue of being matter his neder, it didn't get nisrif. But there's an opinion. It's not more korban than a korban. A korban, if you mark just something which is not a behema, which is a tamim, which has to go on the mizbeach, you cannot be part of it. You can be part of hektish. So you can be part of this hektish also. So a neder, even though it's a neder, it's not a korban. Since it's Isser is rooted in the concept of korban, you get to the din of korban that you can remove this of the neder through pidyon. Tell us who korban achi tisarif and le pidyon. If he says achi yiksitzu, so then there's as soon as he's part of it, the neder will take effect again because it's achi yiksitzu. So there's like a so that's a different, there's a clashment of the way he said it. Fine. So that we'll see the best of something. This is one of the this Mishnah and the Gemara on this Mishnah is probably one of the harder sukkahs in is this idea of pidyon on a netter. Maybe we should argue that hektish, which is fully chal, you can remove it through pidyon, but neder, which is like, only like a mixus level of korban, in a certain sense, it's not strong enough to transfer its kedusha. The kedusha, which is kalin, is not so strong that it's transferable. It's fragile, as it were, to the point that you cannot transfer to through a pigeon to something else. Which we'll see that that's a possibility. The Gemara will discuss that the flip side of this is before he's poured it, and the person's over the netter, he should be chayv me'ila. It's a form of hektish. He should be chayv carbon me'ila, being nehenna from hektish. So there's, and is there a difference between a netter, which is a full netter, which is usher to the whole world, or a netter which is only usher to him? Maybe this is more of being like hektish, that it's in a pigeon, and the din of Me'ila is only if it's like hektish, it's also to the whole world. He said, this should be also to the world if whatever. But over here, if it's a netter which is only to one individual, it's not the same thing as a korban, so maybe you can't, there's no din Me'ila, etc. So that's all being discussed. And that's sugya, and then a sugya in the fourth parak. So now the next Mishnah is deal with the different lasharnas of a person makes a netter. There's a general rule that the dorm go buster, they follow lashon b'nei adam. So we have to define how do people use the terminology. So for example, so yirdei yam means the people which go down to the yam regularly. Yirdei yam be'aniyos is referring to the people that they're water travelers. So a person who generally stays be'yabosh, even though he goes one time into the he goes down to the yam, he's not called yirdei yam. Yirdei yam doesn't mean, it means a person does it regularly. However, now look at the shalchem akala. The Yafa, many times people take the boat from Akko to Yafa. Of Misha Dark early foray, she goes out into the out into the high seas. Okay. The Misha goes to other examples of that. We'll get a little more now. Go to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis. It's page Kukhav Aleph. So here the Mishnah introduces the within the concept of being mudr hanam mechaveroi. So there's the madr and then there's the mudr. The madr is the one who makes the netter. The mudr, the one who's also because of the netter. Now the person can make, it can work both ways. So Reuben and Shimon, so Reuben makes a netter that Shimon cannot benefit from any of Reuben's properties. So Shimon's the mudr and Reuben's the madr. Reuben made the netter and Shimon is the one who's affected, whose mudr he's removed from benefit through the netter. Reuben can make the netter the other way around. The Reuben can make that I'm not going to benefit from any of Shimon's properties. So then Reuben is the madr and the mudr. So the one who's us becomes us through the netter is called the mudr. He could also be the madr.
I guess what I should have asked earlier, is there such a thing as third party VAR? Could be a netter that somebody else shouldn't be from something on third party stuff?
Reuben cannot make a netter on Shimon vis-a-vis Levi. Right? Reuben can make a netter on Shimon, or Reuben can make a netter on himself vis-a-vis Shimon. Or vis-a-vis the whole world, right? But you can't have both parties being outside parties. So these Mishnahs now deal with if Shimon can't have benefit from Reuben, so Reuben can't do actions which will benefit Shimon, because Shimon can't get that benefit. What are those actions are halachically required actions. So shakalo yeshiklo yipreilo eskoyboy umarsolo esavidosoy. Welcome to the scar. People don't know the hektish. So if Shimon owes the shekel for the shekel, the machzor of shekel, Reuben can pay for that. Give in the shekel, the machzor of shekel for Shimon. Now, the Mora says Reuben can pay off Shimon's loan, so Shimon's getting a benefit from Reuben, which is Osir. So we look at it as basically what accomplishes that it's not a direct benefit. Shimon's money, Shimon's money. Shimon would have paid out the money. Shimon's Balchil would have come to Shimon and got it. Reuben basically, Reuben went over to the Balchil and says, if you go near the Shimon, I'm going to hurt you. So says, I'm not going near Shimon. He benefited Shimon. So he did it by giving him money. But basically he just prevented Shimon from getting a tzvias. That's called indirect hanos. That's not also.
He paid him to do something. He paid him to do something.
I can say it like that, right? You can look at it like that, right? Shimon has Shimon owes money to Beryl, so Reuben went over to Beryl. Leave Shimon alone. Why? I'll pay you the money. Leave Shimon alone because I'll hurt you. Leave Shimon alone because, you know, I'll invite you to my house. I don't care how he did it, right? But at the end of the day, he's not putting money into Shimon's pocket. He's just preventing Shimon, Root Barrel, from bothering Shimon. Okay. Reuben can be master and evaded to Shimon. So that's the mitzvah of the Torah to be master and evaded. So that's Shimon got his item back. Yeah, but Reuben's doing it because of the mitzvah. That's not called giving a benefit. The term. Let's say, however, they normally pay for the work of that being returning the Veda, and Reuben says that I'm going forgo the money. So now we have a problem. So if he's there, Shimon owes Reuben something, and Reuben's being merciless. So that doesn't work. So Shimon can't keep that money. So Reuben should be forced to take the money. So what would be in a scenario where Reuben can't get benefit from Shimon either? So Reuben can't take the money, Reuben can't give the money. So Tibble and all the hectish. In that situation, we take that money and we give it away. Okay, to Hektish. Termish Trumosai, my sister Ladaitoi. Reuben can be Mafresh the Truma for Shimon. Ladaitoi means that he can't do it without Shimon being aware. But if Shimon appoints him as a Shliach, and Reuben does the shlichus, that's not acceptable, because then he's working for Shimon. He's doing, that's called a direct benefit. But if Shimon says, I don't mind if somebody's tarim, he's given permission, then he's not considered a shliach. Makrav love kinei zovim. Reuben as a kayan can be makrav kabonis for Shimon. Kinei zovis, kinei yoldis, patos of shamus. He can teach him Torah Shabbat Peh, but he can't teach him Mikra. Why can't he teach him Mikra? Because the more discussed is you're allowed to charge money to teach Mikra. You're not allowed to charge money to teach Torah Shabbat Peh. So if he doesn't charge him, he's going to be benefiting him. Fine. Fine. Okay. Parakeh, Mishnah Aleph.
We're saying about the taking.
He's going to take the children for him. the mother can take truma for the mother. He's taking away from him, not giving him anything. He's doing the only benefit over here is he's doing the process of fresh truma for him. So that's not considered a direct benefit. Okay, Hashutman Shinodra Hanom Mizamizap. So the Parakeh is a fascinating parak. He gets very involved in the concept of Brera. So Shutman Shinodra Hanom Mizamizap. So Reuben and Shimon are Shutman, and then they own a Chotzer B'Shutmis. They own. So, and now they're Mutter and not from each other. Reuben said Shimon cannot benefit from Reuben's property. And vice versa. So the Tanakhama says there's no way Reuben can go into this chatzar and use the chatzar, because as he's using the chatzar, he's benefiting from Shimon's property. Shimon owns is a partial owner of the chatzar. Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer Zenichus Tzach Shaloi Zenichus Tzach Shaloi. So whenever he goes in, it's considered his property. So the more so that's a concept called Brera. This is one of the primary places in Shas we discuss the concept of Brera. If Reuben and Shimon own a property, B'Shutvis, when Reuben goes and uses the property, it's considered that right now it's Reuben's property. It's Nisbara, it was clarified for this moment, right now it belongs to Reuben. And vice versa. So whenever Reuben's using it, he's not using Shimon's property, he's using Reuben's property. Because the reason why he has a right to it is because it's his. So at this moment, what he's being nehena from is his, so it's not a problem.
So if he walked around the whole chatzar, that would be okay too.
Correct. It's a chaluka in zman. It's not a chaluka in makom.
One of them decides to store stuff.
Oh. Mohammed Shamrechayim So since the halacha is that any storage impinges on the other shutif on an ongoing basis, so the right for storage requires permission from the other partner. His automatic ownership does not allow him, his ownership does not automatically allow him to do that. I have a right to work on the chatzar. I have a right to work on the chatzar because that's part of my ownership. To me, mind me something there, which is an impinge on you on an ongoing basis. I need your permission. So if they're mutter from each other, he's not going to get the permission from the other person. So that he can't do. If that was normal to sleep there, I don't think so. That's part of their ownership then. Something more, it's a question of an ongoing basis. These items are there in the way. Only one was Mutter Hanoah. Shimon can't have enough from Reuven, so the law you call the Chatzar. Shimon can't go into the Chatzar. The first case, they're Mutter Hanoah from each other. Okay. When I go in, I'm going into my own place. Okay, in this scenario, according to the Tanakhama, I think it's in the Tanakhama, where he's not allowed to go in. So if he made the netter, Shimon says, I'm so upset with Reuben, that's it, I'm never going to benefit anything from Reuben. So he made the problem. Okay, fine. Sell out Reuben should buy out the property from Shimon. Instead of having Shimon own the property, Reuben's allowed to go in. And it's not a common, according to the first case, nobody goes into the chotzer. They don't use the chotzer anymore. So eventually they'll work it out. That's not, we don't have to deal with it. But over here, Reuben's going in, and Shimon's not going in. Shimon made the netter, and Reuben's continuing to benefit. Eventually, we're afraid Shimon's going to walk in. So we force Shimon to sell out to Reuben. So So there's Reuben and Shimon on the chatzar, and Levi is mudar and all from Shimon. So lo yikadosh chatzar. So Levi can't come into the chatzar because by going to the chatzar, he's using the chatzar is benefiting from the Shimon. If Lezim and Yaakov and Yaakov will learn Meloi, Shechavercha Ani Niklos, Ben Niklos Shechav. If he gets permission from Reuven to go in, he's Reuven's guest. See, he's being Mishtamish. Reuven's part of Reuven's Hishtamishes. It's allowed somebody to come in. So when Levi walks in, he's not using Shimon's property at all. He's using Reuven's property. Okay. So that's a little bit of exposure to this parak. There's some interesting halachas which we'll get when we get there about public ownership, how this plays out in the scenarios of public ownership. So Shimon's one enough for Reuven, so there's everybody in the city owns the shul, the merchats, everything. So how does it play out? That's Mishnah is on that point. Just take a look at let's do the last Mishnah here, Mishnah Vav.
What is the last thing you said?
So what about public ownership cases? So Shimon cannot benefit from Reuven. Shimon doesn't have what to eat. So Reuven can take some of his property and give it to Beryl as a matana, and then Shimon can get the benefit from that matana. There's a story about somebody who lived in the city of Beis Charan. There was some bad blood between the father and the son, the father was also to benefit from the son. Okay. The son was marrying off his son, and he wanted the grandfather of the chassan, his father, to come to the chassan. So, but the father can't come because he can't benefit from his son's property. So the son told Beryl that the chatzar, which I own, where the weddings take place in my house, and all of the food is given to you as a matana. And the reason why I'm doing this is because I want my father to join us for the meal. So he can come into the chatzar, he can benefit from the suda, and that's why I'm giving it to you. Amaloi said, Beryl said, great. Are they mine? Good. Okay. Imshalihem, Erehem, Utashal Shemaim. I was makdish, everything. Now it's all hektish. Long since they said makdish. So the son was not very happy with Beryl. Amaloi. When I started the chor, Eshalish, Takdishim, Shemaim, I didn't give it to you that you should makdish it. So Amaloi, when I started the Eshalchor, so matana means not belong to the Beryl. So it's Beryl can do whatever he wants with it. If he can't, it means it wasn't really a matana. So what do you mean? You want me to play the front to allow you to Michael your father something which is also to the father, and I should play the role for that. Elishit, you didn't give it. Elishit, hey, atov avicha oichlim reshoysim uisratim lelezeb vehei oven toli beroyshoy, and I should have the veira. When they brought this to the Chachamim, what's the status? Amru, Kamatana Sheena, Shem Hikdisha Ena Mekudeshes, Ena Matana. That the outside person, Beryl is right. That the Matana has to be Matana. It's a Matana, you can do whatever he wants with it. You don't like what he does with it, but that's what a Matana is. You gave it away. Okay. Okay. So, going back in the beginning of the Mishnah, so the Mishnah, we're qualifying the statement of the Mishnah. Mishnah said that in the case where Shimon is mutter hanah from Reuven, Shimon has no food to eat, and Reuven wants that Shimon should have some food. So Reuven can give it to Levi, and Levi can give it to Shimon. But Reuven gave it to Levi only for that purpose. Levi can't eat it himself, so that's not mutter. Because it comes out, it's not really a matana. Because he's limiting what Levi can do with it. So he has to give it to Levi, that's totally Levi's. Levi can do whatever he wants with it. Now Levi can give it to Shimon. But if he does, otherwise it would not be a valid matana, and then it goes back to being really Reuven's, so Shimon can't benefit from it. That's the point of the Mishnah. What about what about through Tanai? Over here, the question was: you're giving over a limited ownership. You're giving the ownership to, from Reuven's giving the ownership to Beryl. Beryl owns it only for one usage, to give to Reuven's father to eat. So that doesn't work, because he hasn't given over full ownership to him. Says you have full ownership on one condition. So you don't fill the condition, you don't own it. Right? The asterisk is yours, totally yours, you own it totally. But there's a tonight. You have to return it to me after 10 minutes. If you don't, so you don't fulfill the tonight, so then you never owned it. But when you own it totally. Right? So he gives it to him, that's his totally, but on tonight that he's Michael the father. So, which if he means not Michael the father, means he wasn't Mekayim tonight. So, you know, why isn't that? You accomplish the same thing, that he's precluded from all of the usages because he can't throw anything out with the food other than, you know, take a picture of it and put it into the magazine and then be Michael the father. But what else can you do with it? He can't do anything with it. So you accomplish the same thing, but you didn't limit the matana. You just forced him through the process of tonight to do the same thing. So that's the Rishonim deal with. Like, why can't we? Is a tonight? Would a tonight work? And if a tonight works, so what exactly is, you know, if tonight doesn't work, why doesn't it work? If tonight works, so why didn't we use the option of tonight over here, etc.? So that's.